Hey, Robert Palmer. Robert Palmer here. Robert Joseph Palmer speaking to you from the Raven Institute Channel U and on the show Channel U. Because, you know, you've arrived. It's time. It's time for you. It's time to channel you. So we do these broadcasts from the Raven Institute at our Michigan location, but we're pretty much everywhere and nowhere at the Raven Institute. Now, we keep saying we're going to be regular with these things, and we have not been, but I think we're making some changes that are going to change that outcome, where we'll actually have the time and the energy to be able to put these podcasts on the air on almost a daily basis. So, that being said, we're looking at this thing as if we have been doing that all along. And we missed Monday due to Labor Day, which would be our energy day, our energy school, or just energy theme. And then Tuesday is our entrepreneurship day. So we're kind of bundling them today. We are forming a little energy and entrepreneurship day bundle of information for you. So we're calling it traditional business compared to entrepreneurship in a new consciousness. How those two things contrast. So we're looking at energy and entrepreneurship today. Again, coming to you from the Raven Institute, the show, Channel U, letter U. And this is Robert Joseph Palmer from the Raven Institute. Quick review, the Raven Institute is 5 schools of personal and professional mastery in a new consciousness. Those 5 areas being energy, entrepreneurship, leadership, performance, and writing. Schools for each one of those 5. So schools full of tools to help you navigate and manage this new consciousness. This full integration of the human and the divine and how we create differently now. And, you know, it's weird. It's been really challenging for us the last few years to learn how to create in ease as opposed to dis-ease. I mean, you're talking to a guy who's, you know, 10K marathon runner, cyclist, really worked hard his whole life since he was 9 years old, single parent family, raised 6 kids, my mom, and so just used to working hard and getting what he needed and wanted, and now you come into a new consciousness that is asking you to do things differently, and it's been interesting. It's really just been a journey back to really what we were doing. We were acting like full integration for 20 years in my schools and classrooms without knowing it, and getting to cheat and practice 10 hours a day at what we're just talking about here all the time. And who gets to do that? So, you know, after doing that for 20 years, you get pretty good at that stuff. But then you become an entrepreneur, and you think you know what that means, and you start buying into all the information pouring in on you from people and places and social media and how that works. And you forget how you were just creating in a new consciousness all along before. And you buy into a lot of traditional business practices and things get pretty messy. So we're going to kind of look at the contrast between those two things today on our show. Traditional business compared to entrepreneurship in a new consciousness. So let's look at new consciousness. No, actually, let's look at what it's not first. Sometimes that's easier, right? So in traditional business, we are used to doing what needs to be done. You got to do it now. You got to do these certain things every day. If you don't do them, all the world's going to come to an end. You got to work all the time. And you got to be working in your sleep. And, you know, it gets pretty, I tried that. And it's very anxiety driven. There's a lot of fear driving the energy. There's struggle, there's hard work, there's dis-ease instead of ease. And the focus in traditional business is really on expectations, on results. It's very goal-oriented. And there's always an underlying sense of lack. You're really coming from a place of a lack with regards to time and money specifically. Don't I remember how that feels? So, and then there's competition. There's that sense of competition. You're competing against everyone else who's trying to do what you do. You're trying to do it better, faster, God knows what, cheaper. And only a few make it. It's like this really low success rate. You know, usually it's about 90% failure rate in entrepreneurship and businesses. That's not very good. That's really, what the heck's going on with that? So it's just not a, you know, and it's a win-lose mindset. I win, you lose. I lose, you win. So that's the traditional business mindset. Let's contrast that now with the new consciousness. So with full integration occurred between the divine and the human, we now are being taught to follow our excitement to the best of our ability with no attachments to an outcome, to create with ease, to allow any possibility, and to allow mostly for energy to work its magic through synchronicity, because when you follow your excitement, that passion activates energy to come serve you beyond your wildest dreams and expectations that the traditional business may have for itself. And then synchronicity happens, the magic. And really, you're channeling your higher self, if you will. There you go. There's that channeling again. So, and you're creating, there's a mindset of an unlimited abundance for everyone, as opposed to lack. And there's a win-win mindset. You know, anything you create in this new consciousness of business is win-win. You know, it's not, okay, I'm successful, you fail. And getting back to that 90% failure rate in traditional business, that's like bizarre. And I remember, you know, the rate for restaurants, people who open their own restaurant, that rate is 98% failure rate. It's just, you know, you're setting yourself up for failure when you're endeavoring in these things. Like traditional business. And it's pretty hard on people. It leaves them pretty beat up at the end, broke, and then having to restart and basically go back into slavery with the rest of humanity. How dare you think you could go out on your own and pioneer and do this better and faster and easier and cheaper than anyone else. You just come back to the herd, you busted up, broken thing, you. And it can get pretty weird. So, again, this is the Raven Institute, the show you're listening to, Channel You. And our show today is Energy and Entrepreneurship in a New Consciousness. If you would like to call in as a guest, you can dial area code 845-277-9375. We'd love to have you. So, getting back to the information. So, we've done the contrast between the new consciousness and business, and how it's more of a follow your excitement compared to traditional business, which is pretty much follow your fear. And we want to talk about some more practical things, like how does this work? How does it look every day? Let's focus on the follow your excitement thing for a minute. Like, for instance, today, there was probably 100 things I could have sat down and did today in a traditional business mindset, and been fearful and kind of beat myself up, little voice in my head the whole time. You know, am I going to get these done? If I would have never got any of it done. And it just kind of beats you up, and you kind of get nowhere at the end of the day. But when you decide to follow your excitement, it takes a lot of trust. So for me, following my excitement is working in my YouTube studio. It's writing. It's working on a bunch of books I'm doing. And writing, authoring, learning a bunch of new things about how to, you know, make my films better. And because we're doing a big YouTube campaign right now with a lot of our content. And then, you know, this podcast is born out of the work I did today and the writing I did. I was like, well, I'm going to do a podcast based on what I did today. So all these things that excite me, like probably the most is being on air. I'm just following that. And lo and behold, some really great opportunities came to me today. I just made one phone call to a particular education organization, and they pretty much rolled out the red carpet to me. And you know, here's what how it works. When you decide to just follow your excitement, especially if you're coming from a traditional business mindset, it just seems like you're being irresponsible, you're doing something stupid, you're not being focused, not accomplishing your daily goals. And it just feels really weird. But lo and behold, this meandering route you take to your highest purpose actually gets you to that goal you may have in mind 10,000 times faster than if you went about it in a fearful, anxiety-driven struggle, a clear expectation of what it's supposed to look like and be like. You kind of never get there. You're kind of chasing after a dog that just won't listen. But when you just follow your excitement, suddenly the universe, like we said before, you become a beacon for energy to serve your highest purpose in ways that you can't even imagine. And so you don't even imagine. That's the whole point. You don't imagine because you're human alone by itself conceptualizing how things should be or could be or what you're comfortable with being is so limited compared to what can happen without you having any expectations whatsoever. It's basically an unlimited ceiling of what could happen. So it takes a minute to trust that. And for a lot of people, it's just a matter of finding the simplest thing that it psychs you to do for the next 5 minutes, 25 seconds. 15 minutes. I remember my love of my life just started collecting and playing with the shells she was collecting on the ocean shore every day. And because she was really suffering from, you know, what most people would term as clinical depression. But that excited her. And she would literally just spend 10, 15 minutes a day doing that. And it literally transformed her life. That created a momentum. They created massive amounts of change in her life. Within a few weeks to a month, she had her, you know, she was deciding to get a real estate license in another state, was flying there to do it in the dead of winter, relocated, you know, got a really amazing teaching job. Just because she started following her excitement for just a moment. And that momentum led to the next thing. And then she said, well, what excites me now? Well, this excites me. I'm going to do this. I want to do that. And things just started snowballing. And literally, I was there watching her. We were both going through the same thing. And we literally, I just kept saying a major miracle was happening in our lives every day, sometimes more than once. The synchronicity was insane. And everything was just falling into place. Now, I'm not going to say along the way we didn't get scared. Because all of a sudden you start flying 1,000 feet above the ground and then something reminds you in your head that you can't fly. And things get a little funky at that point. And, you know, you start making a beeline for the ground. And, you know, even though the ground's going to kill you, everybody's comfortable with the ground, right? Because they spend all their time there. So it's just crazy what can happen. So that's the thing. That's one practical thing you can do. Even if it's just go take a walk, read a book for 15 minutes. And you're going to start building that momentum because you've been building momentum in fear and anxiety for literally decades in multiple dimensions and lifetimes. And you've carried that momentum onto this one. I mean, that snowball could be the size of a freaking solar system at this time. So you've done it anyway. You have done it, which is why you're doing what you do right now, because you're following the momentum of anxiety and lack and fear. So why not go over here and say, well, wait a minute, why don't I try for 5, 10, 15 minutes trying this energy, this momentum, this thing that actually excites me, whatever that is. You know, go play dolls with your daughter for 15 minutes. Go have a tea party. Whatever it is, jump in the super cold lake, whatever excites you, and just build on that momentum, and it will transform your life. So that's one practical thing you can do. The other practical thing I want to leave you with today that could really help is what we do at the Raven Institute. Well, we do what we just said. Hey, turn that motorcycle off. But the other thing is to view your entire life as like you're a god and it's all of your creation. So and just know that all is well in all of your creation. And, but it's a studio. So all is well in the studio of all of your creation. And when you set up your life as a studio, like an artist would, everything's in there. So the first thing you want to do is energetically kind of organize that space, even in a physical, whether you're using your imagination or whatever, but start managing that space to where you can just reach something off a shelf that excites you and go spend time with it. And you could have everything's in there. You know, your family's in there, your car, your hobbies, your, you know, whatever it is, all your relationships are in there. I mean, basically, it's relationships with everything, right? That pen that you own on your desk, you have a relationship with that. So everything's a relationship. So basically, attend to the relationship that excites you at that moment. And it's going to take a minute to understand how that feels because there's a real fine line between anxiety and excitement. And, you know, if you're in denial and screaming at me on the other side here going, yeah, guy doesn't know what he's talking about. I'm doing what I'm excited about. It, you know what? 90% chance, maybe more. It's not excitement. It's anxiety. So it's an energy. But what we do is we generalize energy. We don't realize, we don't have the correct label on it. You know, like some people who have emotional diagnosed problems, they attach kind of like an anger emotion to everything. When really is what they're doing is there's sadness, there's, you know, there's all kinds of, you know, there's regret, but they generalize everything and throw it into an anger basket or whatever. You know, one of those emotions just becomes the overriding emotion. Or confrontation becomes the emotion. You're probably doing the same thing. We all do. We think it's excitement. We think, oh gosh, you know, I got to go do this. It's just anxiety. So you got to get used to telling the difference between how each of those feels. And if you just give yourself 25 seconds, a minute, 10, 15, which is why all of our tools at the Raven Institute are either 5 to 15 minutes long. Some are 20 to 30. Those are drafting tools. But that's when you get really good at this stuff. But it's like so short and intense. It literally is over in a blink of an eye, like you took a power nap for 2 seconds and it felt, or for 20 minutes, it felt like 2 seconds. And it's effortless. And so you realize, holy crap, I can live in my excitement. I can give myself permission to do that, which is why ritual is so important. It's a permission slip. All rituals, all those things are okay. No matter what you do, as long as you're not harming anybody or yourself. But rituals are great. Light a candle. Listen to some music. These are things that are simple excitements that can help you integrate your higher self and be with that for a moment. Allow that integration. Because the integration's already happened. The only reason you're not fully integrated or experience fully in full integration is there's a belief system blocking it.
Why can't be a divine fully integrated human being? How can that be? I have to climb this mountain with no shoes on first. And, you know, and pay the price.
There's no price to be paid. You paid it. Okay, it was paid already by all those lifetimes, all those experiences you've had, all those years you asked for this, unconsciously or consciously. You are now fully integrated. There's nothing to do. So we're just inviting you to go and decide to have an energy of excitement, follow that excitement, and allow energy to be activated to serve you. It, you know, we're even getting like more new information from the Crimson Circle in Colorado that it's almost like, it's what we've always said, Bashar says this too in his channels with Daryl Anka. It's really just, it's energy first, and then your experience is literally born out of that energy that you choose to be in. So following your excitement is such an easy way to activate passion and to activate all the systems in the quantum universe to serve you. So pretty cool stuff. So getting back to that studio of all of your creation, It's important to start conceptualizing that. It's probably going to have to be physical in the third dimension to a certain degree, or it's just going to spin around in your head. And it's, you know, it's not going to get organized. You got to become the horse whisperer, the dog whisperer of that space. It's time to master that space. So start doing something physical. If you need to draw this space, you know, if you're like me, there's multiple studios. I had a studio that was so jam-packed, it was like that garage you couldn't go into. You know, you just open the door, and it's like, you know, the big garage door, and you literally can't even, like, breathe into it, let alone step into it. It was so dense. So I had to spend a weekend one time just pulling everything out of the garage and saying, and I created six spaces for all of my creation. And that took the energy and just released so much tension and density and just lightened everything up. And you know, I can, you know, and that's evolved into what the Raven Institute is, which is five areas for me. And that's just, you know, I just decide what excites me at that moment. And I'm professional enough to a certain extent, to a point you get to a, you know, to a place where you're, I call it professional. You just trust yourself enough where it's like, this is going to excite me. It doesn't matter because I approach it with an energy that of excitement because I'm just excited about everything because it's mine. So why wouldn't I be excited? It's like, you know, you have four kids and there's one that walks in the room you're not excited about. If that's the case, maybe there's something to do there. But they're, you know, ultimately you're excited about all of them. So you can't choose the wrong one. You're going to get to that point. But for now, we all have to start viewing all of our creation like a studio. And the artist moves to whatever moves them at that moment and works on it. And you're going to find that everything in there is going to, you know, be at various stages of development, all occupying the same space, like an artist studio. So an empty room with one easel in it. When you're done with something, you're going to go to the next thing. What the heck is that? No, it's the and factor. Adamus St. Germain calls that in his channeling through Crimson Circle. The and. There are so many dimensions to you. You're limitless. Your studio is massive. And stuff's going to show up in there like you wouldn't believe. Once you start physically and consciously attending to that space, it's almost like you put on special glasses and a million trillion things are going to show up. And it's going to scare the crap out of you. But just know that you are the commander of that space. You command that space. It's yours. And be mindful of the anxiety that can create and say, no, this is good. You know, it's like a school teacher. I had that ability where I had a whole room of things at various stages of development occupying the same space. But I got them all into agreement. I was the horse whisperer of that space. I didn't even have to be there. And they were growing. And that's what you need to be doing. Because those things are growing and evolving through your energy. So it's important that your energy is in a positive, wonderful, happy, calm, and accepting and a place where you just go to your excitement. Follow that excitement to the best of your ability with no attachment to a preconceived outcome. And that will transform your life forever. Now, one of the nice things we do in our writing program is we ask people to write as much as they can, as fast as they can for 15 minutes using various tools that we have them try. And they literally get to experience what that feels like and what it's like. Because at the end of it, they're like, I had no idea. I don't even know what just happened. Because they'll read it out loud 10 minutes later to the room. They don't even remember writing it. So that's allowance. When you don't even know, that's allowance. Okay. When you have to know, that's anxiety. Okay. So always think about it as relationship. Like you're going out on a date with somebody and you sit down across the table from them and they already have to know how everything's going to work out that night. Or for the rest of your lives, we're going to have two kids, we're going to get married next April, I'm going to call you tomorrow. What would you do? You would run out of the room so fast? Well, all of your creation does the same thing. It exits the room when you try to put preconceived notions on all of your creation. Divinity doesn't work in that energy field. The human creates a mess in that energy field, and it has for millennia. Go to a history class and start studying history. You'll see the repeating loops of human creating by itself. It just happens over and over and over again, same crap. But when you start creating in the field of your divinity, all things are possible. Crazy awesome stuff starts happening. And, you know, America's kind of like one of those things that happened because somebody dared to wonder, you know. But just like Donna and I reverted back because I can't fly and crashed to the ground. Sure, I mean, America's done that lots of times. But overall, the idea of freedom, empowerment, all that, you know, that was a crazy, nutso, wacko idea at the time. And somebody allowed it. Enough people in the room said, yes, let's try this. And a collective consciousness of allowance brought forth freedom. Whoa. And see, freedom doesn't know what's going to happen next. And freedom is cool with that because anything can happen and great stuff's going to happen. So, again, if you're in that energy, that's what happens. Fear and anxiety, yeah, they create an outcome, but they create the retelling of an old story over and over again that everyone knows, right? You already know the end of the story.
I already know how this is going to end.
Yeah, because you've done it how many lifetimes? And you keep doing it. Freedom has no idea. And it's open and excited and allows for any possibility. That's the difference between someone who's creating and being an entrepreneur in the new consciousness compared to someone who is just ground down into that rut of traditional business and has to know everything that's going to happen before it happens. The possibilities are very limited, very predictable, very safe, but they're a slave. So is the difference between the person who's creating open-endedly and allowing for anything. All right, we're down to about 2 minutes, 30 seconds. You are listening to the podcast Channel You, the Raven Institute's regular podcast. Brought to you by us, the Raven Institute, Channel U. It's time. You have arrived. It's time. It's time for you. It's time to channel you. So we're looking at the world, our studio of all of our creations through 5 lenses, energy, entrepreneurship, leadership, development, performance, and writing. And we're saying, what if? Come on. Anything can happen. So we allow you the tools and schools that pretty much allow anything to happen. We will never tell you what to do. We'll just offer you some practical things to try, and that will reveal for you what you need when you need it, which is the definition of abundance here at the Raven. Until we have 90 seconds left, we really appreciate you tuning into our podcast today. We hope you enjoy the content. If you would like to hear and see more, by all means, subscribe to our Blog Talk Radio page or account and look for us on YouTube, The Raven Institute. And please visit our website, theraveninstitute.us. 5 schools of personal and professional mastery in a new consciousness. And once more, you have arrived. Full integration has occurred. It's time. It's time for you. It's time to channel you. I'm Robert Joseph Palmer, and we appreciate you tuning in to Channel You. Be well.